Excuse 4. I'm not enough to succeed. Longer section of the book, that's for sure. This was a really long section thus far. Of the other sections I've did so far, I think this may have been the longest section. The audiobook clip section said it was like 20 something minutes, if I'm not mistaken. It was difficult for me to get through. Excuse 4. I'm not enough to succeed. Longer section of the book. At first, I thought it would be actually a good section until I saw these parts. This section of the book was a significant improvement over the earlier sections of this book, though. That's one thing I can say. In Excuse 4, Rachel Hollis mentions, in Excuse 4, I'm not enough to succeed, Rachel Hollis mentions multi-level marketing company. She makes a quick reference to it. She states, or maybe it's Megan who needs to make more money as a single mom, so she decides to take on a side hustle in direct sales. She's not really into the product and is mortified at the idea of selling in front of a crowd, but her best friend has been really successful at it and she's sure she can be too. So this goes back to her target audience, which appear to be people, women, mothers. She mentions single mom there and military spouses, which I am one of them. And so as many or some may know watching this, Rachel Hollis has spoken at multi-level marketing events. I'm not even going to get into that. You can Google that. And multi-level marketing company participants, MLMs, the participants in the MLMs, over 99% do not profit according to the Federal Trade Commission. So I take issue with anyone promoting something that could be, you know, in my opinion, harmful, because your women that are military spouses, that are younger, that may be single moms, you know, in my opinion, that's like a vulnerable population of people that need real opportunities and not an MLM where over 99% of the participants do not profit, according to the Federal Trade Commission. The link of this is down below. She also mentions Harvard Business School that I immediately applied for and got accepted to an online business accounting program through Harvard Business School. Now, she was talking about this in relation to her need to better understand accounting in her own business, which is great, that's fine. But this kind of goes back to, this goes back to the fact that not everyone in America has the same privileges and luxuries and life perks as the Rachel Hollises of the world. And I say the Rachel Hollises of the world because there's more than one type of person. There are many people hopping on the I'm a motivational speaker bandwagon, give out all types of life advice and make a handsome living from it, or try to. Not everyone can afford to apply and go to Harvard Business School. It's very expensive. Even she made that comment. She said, for one thing, it was freaking expensive. And so not everyone can afford to do that. Not everyone can afford to take those kinds of risks either. I mean, that is like a luxury thing to be able to do. A lot of people can't afford a lot of things in America. And so, yeah, I think that's something else where I thought that was really interesting, to say the least, about this chapter. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.